USA News. I'm Jerry Varnash. President Biden was on the ground Saturday in Florida to visit with residents who suffered the historic damage from Hurricane Idalia.
No winds this strong had hit this area in 100 years. Pray God it'll be another 100 years before this happens again.
Biden pledged the total support from the federal government for Floridians. Governor Ron DeSantis, a GOP presidential candidate, did not appear with Biden. The entertainment world is mourning the loss of Jimmy Buffett, known for the song Margaritaville. Buffett is also synonymous with the Key West mindset, as Mayor Terry Johnson told CNN.
A laid-back atmosphere, sand and sun and flip-flops, and we were very sad to hear about his passing.
Among the tributes come from Elton John, who called Buffett a, quote, unique and treasured entertainer. Buffett was 76. The New York City Police Department is using drones to assist in crime surveillance.
This program, as it was announced for this Labor Day weekend, is really a new and unprecedented step. I mean, we're talking about noise complaints. We're not talking about, you know, missing fugitives where perhaps civil liberty, the balance between civil liberties and surveillance might be skewed. We're talking about noise complaints.
City Council Minority Leader Joe Borelli, a Republican, told Fox News Live about some of the red flags for the holiday weekend initiative. A new book about Vice President Kamala Harris claims she has, quote, rabbit ears for criticism. In journalist Franklin Foer's forthcoming book, The Last Politician, Harris had purported insecurity about how she was perceived, Fox News reported. Former Clinton cabinet member Bill Richardson died Friday at the age of 75. Richardson was also governor of New Mexico from 2003 to 2011. This is USA News.
If you have asthma, pay close attention to this message. It can save you hundreds of dollars on your health care costs. Right now, you can make a free call and get generic asthma inhalers for less than $20 a piece. That's cheaper than most of your insurance copays. And if you call right now, you can buy 10 or more and save even more. Our Rescue Asthma Inhalers are a real generic version of the product that you already pay hundreds of dollars for. Save yourself money and call now to order. If you have asthma, now you can save hundreds of dollars with no prescription required for your inhalers. Call right now. Learn how to get your Rescue Asthma Inhalers shipped directly to your door for less than $20 each. Call the Prescription Savings Hotline now.
800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. That's 800-451-0380. Call now.
A crater has been found on the moon.
NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter has found the likely crash site of Russia's lost Luna 25 lander that slammed into the moon 2 weeks ago. They say it appears the impact left a crater 33 feet across and came about 250 miles short of the spacecraft's intended landing site. It was Russia's first attempt to return a lander to the moon in nearly 50 years. I'm Jeremy Scott.
There's some good news for the GOP presidential frontrunner.
The new Morning Consult poll found 62% of potential primary voters believe Trump has the best chance of any Republican of beating President Biden in the general election. That's an increase of 9% from a previous poll. The survey was conducted after last week's Republican primary debate and Trump's arrest in Georgia, in which his mugshot was taken and released. I'm John Schaefer.
At the movies, Bradley Cooper's biopic about Leonard Bernstein, Maestro, received a 7-minute standing ovation Saturday in its world premiere at the Venice Film Festival, Variety reported. Cooper not only plays the legendary composer, he also directed and co-wrote the screenplay. Maestro debuts on Netflix in November. Barbie magic continues. It's now the top film of the year worldwide. It has made more than $1.3 billion and eclipsing the Super Mario Brothers movie. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.